Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm thrilled tonight to have a returning guest who always is a crowd pleaser. And, of course, that's Dr. Annie Ulrich, and she is going to be taking your calls tonight, answering intuitive psychic types of questions, or if you have dreams you would like interpreted, she can answer those questions for you, too. I know a couple of you from Facebook have said, I had this really weird dream, and I said, well, as luck would have it, tomorrow night, meaning tonight, we're going to have Dr. Annie on the line, so if you are having weird dreams, tonight is the night for you to call. So hopefully, you know, we're going to get some of those folks to call in and ask their questions, and I think we're going to have a great show. We've got a ton of people already lined up, so if you've been calling in before the show started, I see you in the call studio, so please stay on the line. We will take your calls as quickly as possible, and welcome back, Dr. Annie. How are you?
I'm great, Garrett, and thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
It's always so much fun.
You are always so much fun, number one. And then the immediate comment that I get, here's what I would have you on, like, every night if I could. But then, you know, I know you have a life and you've got other things going on. But what happens when we have you on the show is, number one, the crowd goes wild. And then, number two, after the show, every time, especially if it's somebody from Facebook, they'll say, she was really great. I mean, she knew exactly what was going on. Oh, my gosh, I've never talked to her before. And I think the thing that really is, I don't want to say surprising because that's not the right word to use when you are dealing with somebody who is actually qualified, as you are, to be doing the service that you're doing. But when you're accurate and you're on it and you are just so right on the money, it is kind of a little freaky, but in a great kind of cool way. And I think that's really
I
what people will come back and say. Yeah, I know, right? You know,
yeah. Like,
she told me I was going to be on the Titanic and see UFOs. No, that's not the kind of
stuff. Right.
Yeah.
That would be really bizarre.
That would be really bizarre.
That was
yeah.
in your last life, I think.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. So
that
I
really
know
will.
as we get started on the show tonight, we're going to have opportunities to hear about some of the upcoming workshops and things like that that you're going to be offering. Do you want to talk a little bit about that now, or should we wait a little bit into the
show?
Sure. Okay.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about a little bit of it. What I'm going to be doing is quite an intensive workshop. We can call it a workshop. I'd like to look at it more as a play shop because it's fun. It'll be a lot of fun for people who do sign up for it. But it's not just one workshop. It's actually a series of 22 different workshops. And why is that? Well, it's because we are going to be creating our own tarot deck. And
ooh,
it is all about the esoteric tarot and what the hidden meanings are in those cards. And we're going to be working with 22 cards, which are the major arcana cards. And they are what I call the archetype, the pattern. And they represent the archetypes that we each live with in our lives every day. And it's very exciting because everyone has seen, if you've been out in the metaphysical world at all, and I know that all your listeners have been out there experiencing all kinds of different wonderful things, you've seen tarot cards. Well, these tarot cards that we're going to be working with are black and white. They're blank. And each person will be working with one card per week for 22 weeks, and you will be coloring your own cards.
Wow.
And if you don't want to just color them, then we're going to be able to paint them or collage them or create the card that is that speaks to you, and it comes from your inner life, your rich inner life. We all have such a rich inner life that we aren't even half aware of most of the time. So this class is just so much fun, and it's so rich with symbolism and with all kinds of wonderful information that you don't get by just taking an ordinary tarot class. And there's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong. But this is for anyone who has who's fascinated by the tarot, which, of course, I am. Anything to do with symbols and signs, I'm in it. And it is going to be a fabulous class. So we're starting in October, October the 8th. It's a Wednesday night, and I'm calling it Wisdom Wednesdays at Annie's.
I love that. That'll be fun.
It's just really exciting, and I think that if you, as I say, if you have any interest at all in the tarot, it would be a great class to take.
And I'm going to tell you, if I lived like, you know, 6 minutes closer to you, meaning, you know, because we mileage-wise, most parts of the country, when I say that, you know, you'll laugh when I say this. Everywhere else in the country, you're going to laugh in just a second. You know, I think you're probably, what, 50 or 60 miles away from me. So most parts of the country, that's about a 45-minute drive. From where we live, it's like 3 hours. So if I were closer to you on Wednesdays and didn't have the show, I would be there in a heartbeat because that sounds like so much fun.
It is. All the information I'm going to record anyway, each class, and then I can I'll make that available to people who want to do it on their own at home. They can do that
too. I might take you up on that because I think that would
be tons of fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, my dear, are you ready?
Yes.
The phone lines have just blown up. So if it's really exciting, and I am thrilled for everybody who's here tonight. You're going to have a really unique experience, and I'm just telling you. From personal experience, I've actually had the opportunity to have a session with Dr. Annie in her office, and it was really quite something. So when you're calling in and asking your question tonight, we really want to try to give as many people an opportunity to ask a question as possible. So when you call in, your line is muted. When it's your turn for your call, I'm going to unmute your line. You're going to hear a very nice little British lady say, "Unmuted," and that will mean that you're actually live on the area. On the phone, and I'll announce your area code, so get ready. The first, give you an idea for the roadmap that we're going down tonight, 941, then we've got a Skype call, an area code 720, and then 602. So if you didn't hear your area code in those first few codes right there, hang tight, because I see it. There's a whole list of you here, and we'll get to as many of the calls as possible. Also, if you are in the Blog Talk chat room tonight and want to ask a question, type in the question in a private chat, because that will then pop up, and I can see that, and we can try to insert that into the conversation as appropriate tonight. And, of course, if we don't get to everybody, Dr. Annie will give you information at the end of the show on how you can contact her and schedule your own private reading. But without further ado, our first caller tonight is out of the 941 area code. You are live with Dr. Annie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I did not actually get to hear the nice little British woman telling me that I was unmuted, though.
Oh, goodness.
Just putting it out there.
Unmuted. There you go.
Oh, yes. That was good. Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi. And who are you?
I'm Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
I would love to know if someone worthwhile is coming into my life for love and romance and that kind of stuff. A partner.
Good. Well, can you give me the month and the day you were born?
May 23rd.
Oh, you are one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, all Geminis need love in their life. There is just no way of getting around that. And I would say that you have definitely got, you know, you've been through a tremendous amount of upheaval and emotional pain, of course, as we all do. But that is turning around for you this year. So that's very good. and you're in a much more balanced place right now, and will continue on to feel as if there's more flow in your life and not so much stop and go energy. And, you know, you're not on the top of the hill and then down in the valley all the time, like a roller coaster. So there's a lot more flow that is around you for this year and into next year, too. Do you travel at all?
No.
Well, travel is here. And so that's also part of the energy that is coming up for you. And we're in the eighth month of the year already, so there's only a few more months into this year, but in New Year, in 2015, there are opportunities coming to you to travel. So get a passport if you don't have one. You're definitely going to be on the move. And take advantage of all of those opportunities that come your way. It's just time to do it. You've been busy putting the past behind you, which is really good. Yeah, it looks really it really does look much better for you in terms of relationships, and not only, you know, just one-on-one relationships with a significant other, but also the way that you are relating to your world and everybody in it, and probably looking at what it is that you want to keep and what you want to release. And this is a really good time for releasing. So, you know, get rid of what's not working for you. That's always really good, because then you make room for the brand new, and that's always exciting. So, yeah, I think that you're definitely on the road to a personal and passionate relationship, and I would say that that is going to take place in the next, I would say, it looks like about an eight-month period, and I know that that sounds like a long time, but it's not. And so, yeah, just say yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, okay. Jennifer. Have a great night.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For tuning in tonight. Okay, our next caller is, I think, a Skype caller. So, and I say I think because of just how the area code pops up on this. So I'm going to unmute the line, and welcome to the show. You're live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie. This is Trish. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Trish. How can I help you?
Well, my birthday is 9/18, and my question is, I'm wondering if you could give me a little insight around a legal situation that is potentially coming up in September.
Ah. Oh, well, that's really interesting, because the energy around you actually shifts in September. And so from September of 2014 until September of 2015, you are in a very strong, powerful energy, and you've got it's a money time. Money, power, and authority is what is around you. And so if you are in any kind of litigation at all of the work has already been done in it. And so now in September is when things start to actually, what you've been working on all this time up to now is going to actually start to take effect. And so it should be really positive for you and in your favor. So that's nice to know. You're going into a really good energy.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely happy to hear that. I just was wondering if you get anything around, if it's completely resolved this year.
It will be resolved in, I really get a sense that it will be by the end of the year.
Okay.
You'll have resolution, and I think that it will be in your favor. So just, you know that in your heart, and it's It's good. There was a lot of work that went into it and a lot of like investigation and gathering, you know, lots of information and all of that kind of thing. So the work has already been done, and that's just what I'm getting really strongly, is that now it'll start to work for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Trish. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in. And let's see here. Let's take another call. But before we do, real quick, since we have so many callers on the line tonight, I have a feeling a lot of them may be new to the show and or hearing about how you give readings. Can you give us maybe a quick couple of minute recap on how you came to be gifted and talented and some of your background?
Sure. Well, let's see. I'm an ordained minister, and I have a degree in theology. And I'm also a board-certified clinical hypnotherapist and a fourth-generation intuitive spiritual counselor and tea leaf reader. And I'm also I've been a member of the Rosicrucian Order, which is a mystical school, for over 30 years. I've been studying metaphysics for over 30 years. And I've been doing readings for about almost 30 years.
Wow.
So I have a lot of background in that. I was raised in a very spiritual and spirited family, and I learned how to read tea leaves when I was a little girl by standing next to my grandmother and watching her do it as she read tea leaves for the family and friends. And when I was around 15, she started handing me the teacups and saying, "Here, you read this one." And so I did, because I didn't know I couldn't. In fact, I thought everyone read tea leaves until I was around 10 and discovered that wasn't necessarily normal, but it certainly was in my family. So, yes, I've had that all my life. When I'm giving a reading, these quick energy readings are based on the month and the day that the person is born. It gives me a lock numerically on what kind of energy they've got working this year and into next year. So that's what we're going with. And then if they do have a specific question instead of just an overview, if you ask a specific question, then I can concentrate on that and give you the impression that I get. So that's basically what we're doing.
And the reason I ask is because, you know, I know what your experience has been, and, you know, you've shared with me your story, and it always impresses me. But it's when we have you on the show, I think it's important for listeners, especially new listeners, to know that it's not just something that you decided to do last week and you said, what, I'm going to do this. This is something that you've honed and trained and become really an expert in. And so when people are having the opportunity to speak with you, they are really talking to somebody who I'm going to call as an expert. So with
good.
That,
that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next caller is out of the 720 area code. You are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie. This is Ibatar. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
And how can I help you?
I have a question about relationships, too. I haven't been in one for quite a while, and I'm just not opening up to being available for a relationship.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me the month and the day you were born?
5/8.
5/8?
Yeah.
This year for you is really a good year for partnering and partnerships. So, and that means both professionally and personally. So you are in a good vibration for bringing in a partner, a relationship. So that's really good. There's a need for you to open up your heart. Open up your mind and embrace relationships, love, all of that. It's a great time for you. You need to, one of the things that I can feel from you and see around you is there is a need for you to lighten up, play more, have fun. So just keep that in mind as you are, you know, going about your day. And also, it's a great time for you to take advantage of any kind of social invitations that come your way, because you will make new contacts and new relationships will come in through that too. So you've got this really great energy. You have a great sense of humor, and you need to really let that out more. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, you need to play, have fun, you know, do things that are unusual. Like if you always go to a rock concert, go to the opera instead. You know what I mean? Really flip over to that side that you wouldn't necessarily do, because that in itself sets up a vibration within your consciousness and within the consciousness of people that are around you, and it starts to bring in these new opportunities and these new people. So there's definitely, you know, the opportunities for partnering and partnerships that are all around you right now. So take advantage of it as much as you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Good luck to you. And our next caller is out of the 602 area code. 602, you're on the air with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie. My name's Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. Question is, I just finished a second degree after retiring quite young, and I'm ready to start my new career. Do you see a new job in my future?
When is your birthday?
February 28th.
Oh, God, yeah, that's great. I just got a hit there. You are in such a powerful and wonderful energy right now. So, boy, it's time. It's the beginning. You've got this energy of new beginnings, new pathways, and you're going to be seen, heard, and recognized for the work that you do. If this is a new career that you're starting, it's the perfect time to do it. So between now and the end of the year, you're going to establish yourself in whatever field that you are interested in.
Great.
You like things that are new and unusual and different, and you're putting yourself out there into the world. It is definitely time for you to step up and step out and tell people what you think, how you feel, what's going on with you, what you want. And the thing is that right now you have the ear of the world. So that means that people will actually listen to what you're saying, which is not the norm. And we all know that. So you're in this good, really clear vibration that will, you know, get you what you want. So it's great. Just go for it.
I appreciate it so very much.
Good.
Okay,
nice
good luck, Mark.
Good.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
And we've got a question that's coming out of Facebook tonight, and this comes from Wesley. His birthday is July 1st, 1983, if you need the year. And he says he's going through a breakup and would like some information on the next few months as it pertains to him.
Boy, he's in a very strong romantic energy this year. And so it's not surprising that he's having some issues around that, but he is in a very romantic vibration, which usually brings into, like a few of the people that we have already talked to, you're in this time where you're looking at not only romance and the romance that you have or the romance that you had, but how you relate to your world. And that is more important at this point. And so what that means is that you're looking at not only your one-on-one, but all your relationships, and probably looking at what you want to keep and what you want to release. Because sometimes we get stuck in the same way of doing things, in the same way of relating. And so this is an excellent time for you to really look at what it is that you want in terms of a love relationship, and to keep that foremost in your mind and concentrate on that and start moving towards creating the person that can meet your energy. And it's really, it's strong, and you will do it. So it's a good time, and it's a good time to do it. Nobody likes to break up. But the thing is, too, that if this person is meant to be in your life, things will happen where everything changes. And what if you're in a breakup energy, then what happens is that you can no longer be in the relationship in the way or the form that it was in. It has to be different. And so you've got to let go in order to get back. So anyway, that's all I know.
There we go. So good luck, Wesley. And our next call comes out of the 908 area code, 908. You're on the air with Dr. Annie.
Hey, it's Christine. How are you?
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good. Yes, how can I help you?
I don't have a specific question, probably because there's more than one. So I'm just going to go for any kind of general message, reading, anything that pops up from you.
Okay. Can you give me the month and the day that you were born?
August 4th.
August 4th. Okay, so, well, what's around you? There's an energy of wanting to change things and really change things up. And it probably started last year, where you were really going through an ending and beginning kind of energy, endings and beginnings. So now, in 2014, you are in a very strong energy of new, doing things that are new, 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 new. If it's new, do it. If it's old, then just pass on it. You need to really expand your horizons, expand your thinking, expand. Just get excited about what's coming up that's new for you, because you're at the beginning, actually, this year, of a brand new cycle of time and energy. And so it's important for you to really look at what it is that you want to achieve. What direction are you going in? What are your dreams that you are still working towards, like the goals and the, you know, all of the things that you've always wanted to do? Well, you've got this wonderful energy that's available to you this year that's going to be there for you to start anything new. So, you know, new jobs, new careers, new ways of thinking, new ways of being in the world, going back to school, taking a class. All of these things are really important for you to take advantage of. So you just, you know, really just say yes. That's what I keep saying. And have fun. Do it because you love it. and not because it's something you think you need to do. Okay?
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck, Christine.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, take care. Okay. Annie, do you want to catch your breath for just a second, or should we jump into the next
call? I'm
good. Okay, cool. Our next call, we've got a bunch of people calling. I don't know. I think there's something in the water in the 805 area code. We've got a ton of folks from the 805 area code calling in. Let's get to the first one right here. 805,
okay.
Number one, you are on the air. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Annie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You're live.
Hi, this is Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
My birthday is January 21st.
Hey, Courtney, we're going to ask you to turn your radio down or your computer down just a tiny little bit.
Oh, okay. Better now?
We just heard a lot of feedback. That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was seeing someone this summer, and we had a lot of chemistry, but we ended due to poor communication. And I just wanted to know if we were going to end up fixing things and end up seeing each other again, or if I should just move on and focus more on myself.
Okay. Well, you are also in what we call
Courtney, by any chance, are you on speakerphone or anything like that? Because it's just coming back really, really heavy on the line.
Okay, is it better now?
There we go. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. You're in what we call a partnering year, too. So you are developing partnerships, and you are bringing people into your world. When you are in that kind of vibration, people want to be with you. They want to do things with you. They want to date you. They want to, you know, work with you. They want to be with you. And you had a very intense relationship with this man that you have. Or did you break up already?
Well, I did have a previous relationship towards the end of the school year, and I ended up breaking up with him. And then during the summer, I started seeing this guy, but
uh-huh.
We just ended things 2 weeks ago. It was very intense, though.
Yeah, it was very passionate and very intense. And it is, you know, the thing is, it's up to you. You can either go back into it if you want to, but I also feel that there are other people that are around you that want to come in and be close and have a relationship with you. So you're very lucky in that way that you attract people into your experience. So it's like you've really, if you're not getting the kind of relationship that you want with the person that you are with, then it is always good to get very clear about what it is that you do want. And, you know, and I think that you happened to say something about communications. Well, that is the key to any relationship, and you know that, and I know that. So it's definitely part and parcel of what is important for you, and you know, you need to have that. And so I would say just, you know, release. Of course, when we release something, then it has a chance of actually shifting and changing and coming back in a new way, in a new form. So I don't think that you're going to have any trouble attracting a relationship. That's not the issue. What is the issue is how you want to be in a relationship. So it's like you're looking at that and making decisions about that, and it's good. It's good to do that. You're going to go into, you know, in September of this year, which is next month. It's only in a couple of weeks. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, in September, you go into a really happy time. Happy, happy, happy. In fact, it's the energy is bliss. And so that's really terrific if you are looking for a really committed and romantic relationship. So, you know, don't give up.
Okay.
It's good.
Thank you so much, Annie. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck to you. Okay, let's take 805 caller number two. It's uncanny. It's like all of these 805s just popped in right in a row. We didn't rig the system here, folks. It's just how the calls came in tonight. Okay, so 805 number two, you are on the line with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. You're live.
Hello.
Well, we're going to put that one on hold. It sounds like we might have a little bit of a loose connection there. Let's go to our next caller out of the 708 area code. 708, you're on the air with Dr. Annie.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your name?
Delphine.
Delphine? How can I help you?
I was wondering, like, what do you see coming up for me in terms of love life?
When is your birthday?
October 7th.
Oh, well, you're in a romantic year. Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
And there's nobody on the horizon that you can see?
No. No, I don't.
Well, get ready, because they're coming in. And I do see someone who is really, really a lovely, kind, gentle, sweet individual, very caring and very, very compassionate, has a heart of gold, blonde hair and blue eyes, and is offering you love. And so that's really strong around you. So if you haven't met this person yet, they're coming in, I would say, in the next month, and it's really going to be a great, loving relationship. So just get out there and do what you can in order to, you know, put yourself in new situations again and really embrace opportunities that take you into new places to go, concerts or, you know, the theater, something, anything like that would be great, because then you are going to be meeting new people and bringing in new energy. So that's really important, because you do have this romantic love relationship that is just right there. So open yourself up and say yes and bring it in.
Okay.
Can you do that?
All right.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. You should meet him really soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck, Delphine.
Welcome.
Have a great night. Thanks for the call tonight.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so Dr. Annie, we're more than halfway through the show tonight, and I know that we're not going to get to all of the callers that are on here. If people would like to call and schedule a private reading with you, and I think that you have like a special rate if they mention Rated G Radio or something like that, but if you would like to talk to Dr. Annie offline, how do people reach you, either by email or website? What's a good way to communicate with you to schedule something more personal?
I do have my email is tealeaves. It's TEALV, as in Victor, S, at yahoo.com. And you can reach me through that, and I can set up readings. I do readings on the phone, or you can come into see me into my home. I have a home office, and that's always wonderful, because that's you sit down and you have tea, and we just spend lots of wonderful time together. And You can also call me and at my office number, which is 818-773-8826.
So
those are two ways. And
there
just, you know, mention Garrett Miller Show, and you will get a very good deal.
There we go. And I'll tell you, if you do live in Southern California, and if you have the opportunity to actually go see Annie in her office, it will be something that you will look back on as a highlight of your year, not only just for the community and the fellowship that you'll have there, but just for the experience itself. It really is quite amazing. So that's something that I think will shock you, is that when you go to do this, you're like, I really enjoyed that. That was really, 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 really awesome. So
good.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. It's
it
always
is.
Fun for me, too, you know,
when I meet
people, I just, there's something in person, there's that connection, and I'm always so amazed at what happens.
And I'm just
as excited as you are.
Well, I think it's hard for you not to have a good time, though, because you just have the right attitude and the right energy and the right spirit. So I think, you know, that alone just sets the whole tone for everything. So thank you for that.
You.
So if you get a chance, folks, you have to go see Dr. Annie. Okay.
Yeah.
Next caller is off of what appears to be Skype. So welcome, caller, to Rated G Radio. You are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to tell you really quick, Garrett and Dr. Annie, the whole vibration of this show is so bright. It's wonderful. I just want to let you know.
That's so great. Good, good, good.
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. And my question is, I would like to meet some really nice, like-minded people, possibly a date.
Mm-hmm.
If possible. And I'd like to find out if that's coming to me.
Month and day of your birth.
1/24.
Okay. Well, you're heading into that romantic relationship energy. You right now you are in a vibration of change and expansion. Those two things are really important for you, and especially now, and probably, you know, to the end of the year, it's really expanding yourself and doing things that you wouldn't normally do. It's putting yourself out into the world and really seeing things in a different way. And, you know, one way of really expanding is to go and take a class or participate in something that's a group effort, like a community type of thing. Get involved with groups you're interested in, that, you know, go on outings, or they go hiking, and or anything that is adventuresome. So it's really, really important to have that energy moving out. You want to move out into the world and take advantage of any social invitations that come your way, because you're going to meet new people that will bring in new networks and new people to connect with. In September, you go into a romantic energy. And so from September of this year until September of next year, there is romance around you. And you bringing in that romantic connection is a given, and what you really want to concentrate on is the quality of that romantic connection. What kind of person do you want to connect with? And so now's a really, really good time for you to, you know, write it out or write about it or write it down. These are the, you know, qualities that I would really like to bring into my life in in a relationship with another person. So it's really strong around you. So, yes, you will bring in romance. It's just a matter of time here. So
okay.
That's good.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I've written down my list.
Good.
There seems to be a couple men that seem to be coming around me, but this time around, I'm going to be very cautious. You know, I'm going to
that's
exactly
good.
What I want. Yeah,
that's very, very good. There's also what's around you is movement, change, decisions made in a hurry, the speeding up of all events in your life, and it's now this month and into next month. It's like all of a sudden your life gets really busy. So
yeah.
Get ready for that. That's going to be good. There is also somebody around you, a male, and this may be someone from your past who's trying to get back in. Does that make any sense?
Well, the only person that would have been my ex-husband, but that can't happen.
Okay, good. Well, I was going to say, whoever this is wants back in, but it's not necessarily a good idea. So just remember that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate the heads up. Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome, Rita. Good. Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Good vibes to you, Patricia. Thanks for your call tonight. Our next caller is out of the 347 area code. 347, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please. 347, that's you. Well, we're going to put you back on hold. Let's try the next caller out of the, let's see here, I think we've got, 337 area code next. So we're going to go down.
Hi.
And visit here. Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Very good. What is your
name?
Candace. How are you?
Candace.
And what can I do for you?
I'm great. I'm actually calling about love and relationship. I was wanting to know if you maybe pick up on a soulmate coming my way.
Can you give me the month and the day that you were born?
November 23rd.
Okay, so you are a very intense individual, and
okay. You're
very passionate, and you need someone who is passionate in your life, and so
yes. That's
what you're bringing in, and you will be bringing in that wonderful, passionate relationship within the next 2 to 3 months. So if you are open and receptive to having a romantic relationship, then it will happen. So just open yourself up and be ready to really take advantage and of any opportunity that comes your way in order for you to get out into the world. So it's important for you to do that. You might be taking a trip. You might be taking short trips, maybe like weekends away or something like that. And you're going to meet a lot of different people. And there is a woman, I feel, around you who is light-haired and light-eyed, not necessarily blonde, blue-eyed, but lighter hair and lighter eyes, and she is going to introduce you to somebody that is going to be very, very important in your life. And that's going to come in, so it's going to come in, I think, in the next week to 10 days, there is this opportunity for you to go out and meet new people and just really have a good time. So it's time.
Yes, it is.
It's time. It is time for you, definitely. So, yeah, very exciting.
Candace, good luck to you. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for your call. Have a great night. Okay, and it looks like our next call, another Skyper. Skype, you're on the air with Dr. Annie. May we have your first name and then your birthday and the, what's it, month and day that you were born?
Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, and what's your name?
My name is Dee, 1126, and I am calling to see I am open and ready for a tangible romantic relationship. What do you think?
Okay. Well, yeah. Did you end a relationship last year?
I had a casual relationship, if you want to call it that, yeah.
Okay. So this year really is about what I'm seeing around relationships for you in particular is that you need to bring in more balanced relationship. Where that means that there's a lot of give and take by both of you. And so it's like you are bringing in a person that is more online with your thinking and is more balanced. It has a good balanced life. So that's really good. In other words, you don't want to collapse into the relationship. And you don't want them collapsing into the relationship as, you know, because that can be a drag. It can drag you down. So this time, what you're bringing in is a lot of really good flowing energy between the two of you, and you're like on the same wavelength, you like the same things, you know, you finish each other's sentences, you laugh a lot, and you just really have a good time. You're good friends as well as lovers, and that is really important. It's important for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and you will bring that in, and it's starting, I would say, again in September. September seems to be the magic month this night because everybody's moving towards September. And that's when the opportunities for you to meet this person will start coming in. So, you know, just kind of be open and receptive to whatever the universe has to offer you, because you in your mind and in your heart, you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to think about it. You
Absolutely.
Just bring it in, and it will happen. So by the end of this year, you should be in a relationship that is really good for you for a change.
Yes, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you know what? Once I get my funds together, I will reach out to you to get a private reading. Thank you.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful. I'd love it.
Thank
Yay.
You.
You're great.
Thank
good
you.
Luck to
thank you.
You. Lots of good love vibes to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's been a love night, huh?
It's a love night. You know, those are always fun, you know. It's 7:53.
Yeah.
We're live for another 7 minutes. Your computer screen may actually show that this is a two-hour show. I block the time, folks, just because that way at 8 o'clock, if we run over a minute or two, that way we're not cutting anybody off. But it really is an hour show. So we're going to take a couple more calls and then get things wrapped up for the evening. And I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in live tomorrow night, by the way, for programming updates. We're going to have Tracy Hall with Project Independence in Orange County online talking about how they help people with special needs in Southern California. And then on Friday night, we're doing an album Friday night dance party with recording artist Joseph Eads. If you want to hear 2 hours of kind of like VH1 behind the music and a full album of music, tune in Friday night for Joseph Eads. Very talented young man, so you'll love his music for sure. Our next caller is out of the 215. 215, welcome to the show. You were on with Dr. Annie. Can we get your first name and then your birth date and month and day?
Yes. My name is Lorthery. My birthday is 5/10.
5/10. And your question?
I want to know how things look with the current job. I recently have a job that I took employment with in May, of this year, and just kind of wanted to know if you see anything surrounding that opportunity, if it's been a good move for me or what you see.
Well, what I can see and what I can tell you is that this was the perfect time for you to make that career change, because this, you are in a very strong career energy, and that is really fabulous. So it's not surprising. You asked the perfect question. I love that. It is so exciting when that happens, because you are in this energy that says, this is what I want, and I'm moving forward, and I'm moving forward with focus and discipline and dedication, and I know how to get the work done. And so
yeah.
You're really good at it, and they are going to love it. So you will have freedom. Next year, you are in the throes right now of your new job, and congratulations, by the way, of
Thank
getting
you.
This new position, and you are going to create the kind of freedom that you have always wanted. Next year, it's freedom for you, and it's really, really good. And get ready to travel, because you're going to be traveling too. Do you travel?
Hey, that's great. I don't travel much. I mean, I do like local type things, but
uh-huh.
I love the idea of traveling, and I really want to do more of it. So that's
well,
great.
Well, you've got a very, very strong travel vibration coming in the new year. So, you know, get ready to travel, because you are going to travel, and you're going to travel to foreign lands. This is not
really?
Just to San Diego or San Francisco. It's across the ocean. So, yeah,
wow.
It's going to be really, really good. How exciting. This is good.
Yes.
This is so good for you. Yes, you did exactly what you should do, although I hate shooting on myself or anyone else. You took advantage of the opportunity that came your way, and it's a home run. It's good.
Great. Thank
yeah.
you so much. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Have a good
All
night.
Right.
Well, you too.
Have fun.
Thanks for calling.
Get this frequent flyer miles updated. Okay.
I know. I love
Let's,
it.
We're going to do one more call, and then before we end the show, I'm going to have Dr. Annie tell everybody again how they can get in contact with her after the show if you'd like to schedule a private reading. So our last call of the night is going to come from the 780 area code. 780, you're on the air with Dr. Annie.
Hey, Dr. Annie. Thanks so much
Hi.
For letting me pardon. Hey there. How's it going?
It's great. And what is your name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there. My
what can
birthday
I do
is...
You?
Yeah, my birthday is March 24th.
Okay.
And my question is regarding my drum making classes. They're not being full again. I'm just wondering what the pattern is that's going on here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Let me see. Uh-huh. So did you say they were drum making?
Yes. My workshops are not being attended like they used to be.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, you're in, right now you're in a really good vibration for research. I know that doesn't make any sense, but it will. Research and lots of gathering information and really looking at what it is that you are doing, and you've got a very strong spiritual nature, and you vibrate at a very high level spiritually. So you are also being asked to incorporate that in some way. Are you recording these things that you do?
Recording. Yes. Well,
okay.
I've got manuals and stuff like that, so, but...
Are you doing seminars? Are you
seminars.
Taking people on retreats?
No, they think I get to a certain level, actually, so, for some of the people, so. I got about 5 or 6 students who are really committed, so.
Well, that's great. What you're doing is going to the next level. You're being asked to go to the next level. And I think that it will be really beneficial to you to kind of look at new ways of doing it and new ways of expressing. Even if you're doing something possibly online or something like that, I just keep getting these like recordings or videos or something that's showing what you're doing. And the reason I'm saying that is because next year and towards the end of this year, so that's it's all going to start to click in and start working out better for you and more for you because you're going to go into a money-making year. And you've got money, power, and authority, so you've got a lot of really good energy connected to making money with what you enjoy and what you love. So that energy is definitely around you. But I think what you're doing right now and what I keep getting energetically is, and of course that's the reason you called in, you're asking questions. Like, what am I doing? Where am I going? What is this all about? You know what I mean? It's like the big question mark. And it's just about ready to switch gears. So don't give up. Just keep on working it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thanks much for the encouragement and advice. Thanks, Dr. Annie.
You're very welcome.
Good luck,
thanks
DJ.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
and
thank
then,
you much.
And so we are now at the end of the show. And before we go, can you refresh everybody just one more time on how to contact you if they'd like to schedule a private reading with you or schedule something in your office?
Sure. You can contact me at my email address, which is TEALVS. It's TEALVS, V as in Victor, TEALVS at yahoo.com. And also my office number, 818-773-8826. I'm losing my voice.
You've been talking the whole hour. Yeah,
oh.
Very good. Well, for everybody who was not able to get in, number one, thank you very much for calling in. We'll have Dr. Annie back on soon to be part of the show. Every time she calls, we go through the same thing. We just have so many people that call in, and not everybody has the chance to get online and have their question answered. But we appreciate you very, very much. Again, if you'd like to schedule a private reading, call Dr. Annie tomorrow. Let her go to, have her piece tonight at 818-773-8826 or TEALVS, TEALVS. At yahoo.com, and you can schedule your very own private reading with her directly over the phone or in her office, and of course mention that you heard her here on Rated G Radio for that special rate. So with that, any last words of wisdom or thought for the night that you might want to share with either me or the listeners, and I'll let you go.
I just want you to know how much I appreciate you in my life,
and
I know that
equally. All
of your listeners do too. And you are a bright light. You definitely are part of all of these wonderful light workers that are out there in the world sharing their light with others. And it's you. You're just amazing and so much fun to be with. And I do thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well,
so,
I thank you. And so Mutual Admiration Society now in session.
Yeah, I know.
And with that, I'm going to go have a cup of tea, I think.
Me too.
There
Yay.
We go. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.